Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jackson stepping out. Before I even knew what going out was, I wanted to do it because of this song. Yacht Rock on Fridays. It's kind of a Yacht Rock song. You know this one, Seth?
Of course.
Okay.
Is this like the Joe Jackson?
Not Shoeless Joe Jackson of the Black Sox scandal, nor is it Joe Jackson, father of Jermaine, Randy, Marlon. Oh yeah, Michael, Levy, Janet. This Joe Jackson was actually responsible for the first F-word for gay people mention I've ever heard in a song.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, he's gay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's okay then, right?
I mean, that's what I learned as a little kid when he had his song Real Men. And I said, well, geez, how come he's allowed to... doesn't make sense to me. He's allowed to say this word. It's about... he had that song Stepping Out, so I'm like, oh, cool, I want to find out some more singles by this guy, right? So MTV started showing this, and I wasn't real sure what was going on. It's about being a real man.
I like this vibe.
Take your mind back, I don't know when. Sometime when it always seemed to be just us and them. Girls that wore pink, boys that wore blue. Boys that always grew a better man than me. What's a man now? What's a man mean? Is he rough or is he rugged? Is he cultural and clean? Now it's all changed.
Am I allowed to say when he says it?
Because we think it's getting better.
It's up to you.
Nobody's really sure.
It's our man.
And so it goes, go round again. But now and then we wonder who the real men are.
I don't know the right thing to do.
We played it before. Remember when that guy called me that? We were playing the audio drop all the time.
I mean, he's calling you that. Not everybody that. I think it'd be censoring Joe Jackson if we didn't.
And he's gay.
Yeah, and this song made me realize, like,
just pick up kids from school time.
See the nice boys dancing in pairs, golden earring, golden tan, and blow waving the hair. Short arrow straight, straight as a line. All the gays are macho, can't you see the leather shine?
You've roped this in for the whole song.
You don't wanna sound dumb, don't want to offend. So don't call me a faggot, not unless you are a friend. Then if you're tall and handsome and strong, you can wear the uniform. And
pretty strong song, right?
It's not bad.
The dude was an underrated crooner of the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't. That's a.
Is she really going out with him? A breakup song? You know this one, right? He had some groovy little ditties. Would you like to check out his groovy little ditties?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to check out his ditties.
Pretty women.
He's got some nice ditties.
The Recruiters? There was a song. A couple of years ago.
Who?
Recruiters? Recruiters. There was a song that's got a similar beat and bass.
Steady As She Goes?
Yes.
By who?
I don't know their name.
No, what did you say was the first time? I think you got it right.
Recruiters.
No, no, that's what you said the second time. The first time, I think you got it right.
Recruiters. I didn't... said I didn't mean to.
No, you're
but
right.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, right?
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
And the name of the band is the...
Recruiters. Recruiters.
I'm not going to lie. I'm reading the name of the band, and I don't know what the hell that is.
Do you want to take a shot at it, John?
The Rockin' Tours.
That's it. That's right.
Rockin' Tours.
Yeah. The Cooters is a way better name.
I think they're putting out new music, like, now.
Who, the Recruiters?
The Recruiters, yeah.
Maybe I would have heard of them if they were called the Cooters.
Hey, Beth, thanks for hanging in there with your off-the-wall coyote story, which Seth think is going to be on the wall. I say off. What is it?
It's kind of crazy. I live over in the Brandon Valrico area.
That is crazy.
They're bad over there right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's all right. But a friend of my son's grandma lives over there, and she kept telling her granddaughter that she was feeding all these wild dogs that kept coming up in her backyard.
Uh-oh.
This went on for a couple weeks, and the granddaughter finally says, look, you know, send me some picture of these dogs, Grandma. So she does. And her grandma was out in the backyard feeding like 8 coyotes. Every morning.
She's got to be imprisoned.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be doing that. She's like basically signing a death sentence for any pet that might happen to get out in that neighborhood. That's for sure. Wow. So she stopped feeding them and then they broke into her house? Because that'd be an off-the-wall story if they broke into her house and they ate her.
No, I think she pretty much stopped feeding them. She was like in her 80s. She thought they were dogs.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's off the wall. All right.
Kind of crazy.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Did we get off the wall there?
That was crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think an old lady feeding coyotes that thinks they're dogs, you know, like if that was in a movie, I'd be like, that's
kinda
off
kooky.
The wall, man.
No, I'd be like, that's kind of weird.
But the thing, this all started, Seth sent the idea earlier in the week, and the story that came along with it was about Brandon Valrico. The Florida Wildlife Commission has had to go in and start holding these meetings in Brandon and Valrico to tell people what to do with them because they are becoming really, really bad, specifically in the Valrico area.
I mean, we might be lighthearted when we suggest these things, but they are becoming a problem. However, I have seen stories sent to me by both Joey Flash and our friend show friend Allison that say it's bad if you kill them, worse if you kill them, because you're causing more breeding, I guess, and then there are going to be more coyotes the more we kill. I don't understand
You've got to kill them in a specific way because they're very smart, so you have to send a message when
you
kill
them.
Would
you say they're
wily? They are. So what you do is you kill them, freeze them, save their heads, and when you've got enough coyote heads, you put them on stakes and put them all throughout your yard to send a message to the other coyotes.
Right, like a scarecrow, if you will. Except it's a scare coyote.
Yeah.
I like
just be
that.
Smart.
It's a good idea. Because if they see brutalized, decapitated coyotes,
they're not going to come near me.
Ooh, this is not a place to trifle with. Aaron, what's up, man?
This isn't Aaron. This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Drew. I have an off-the-wall golf story, but it's not about coyotes.
Okay. Man, we have 2 off-the-wall stories in one segment. So that's going to be in seventh heaven now.
At a golf course near where you live in West Chase, they failed to protect a driveway on the back nine. Okay. And on a recent Tuesday in the middle of the day, a masked man drove down an access road and proceeded to steal my husband's expensive golf bag off the golf cart and sped away, but not after trying to run him over.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know about a scary scenario that happened.
Jesus.
And since you're a golfer.
Terrifying.
And it happened in your neighborhood.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Jeez. All right. Thanks for letting me know.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's called patch.com, lady. Post a message on a message board, okay?
Or next door. You know,
sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know if that was relevant.
Dude, I'm loving the theme today. Off the Wall Friday. The stories keep getting crazier and crazier. Where are we going to be at 6 o'clock? Who knows?
I still don't know what happened.
With what?
With a golf
cart. A coyote tried to steal a golf cart.
No,
and
no, you're combining the two off the wall stories.
Okay, yeah. Who stole the golf cart?
No.
A grandma was feeding a golf cart, and then she found out that it was a dog. Duh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the off-the-wall story.
That's very off-the-wall.
Of course it is. Why would a grandma feed a golf cart? That's off the wall.
Micah, next time somebody calls with an off-the-wall story, make them prove it to you before we talk.
How do you put them through the off-the-wall test?
I think Micah can figure out if it's off-the-wall or not.
Let's try it out.
Hey, I got an off-the-wall story. Hey, I woke up today.
Trivia question for the room. What clothing company has off-the-wall as its motto?
Vans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shop at PacSun, baby.
I got an off-the-wall question.
It says it on the box of Vans.
Baby.
Like when Spicoli hits himself in Fast Times, he's like, I'll say it. It says off-the-wall. Yeah.
You know, I remember the names now.
How long is a coyote penis?
I'm going to go with 3 feet.
What?
How long is it?
Yeah. And it's also popular to get the bone of a coyote penis and wear it around your neck as a necklace. Like I can get you 100 coyote penis bones right now for like $25.
Oh, about 20.
Okay, how long?
I'm going to go, the average coyote penis is 4.75 inches.
Average 2 to 3 inches.
Losers. Ooh,
no wonder they're out there causing trouble.
Right. If you're smaller than me, you know you got problems.
Seth found the species of animal that he can talk about their wiener size, and it's the coyote. Let us kill him.
Look at them. Look at that's what they look like.
Now we're going to have a show-off showdown when I see those guys.
Oh, man, no girth either, right?
No, yeah, just thin old things.
Oh, how do they keep breeding with those
That's the thing. It's just like
things.
I mean, it's functional. It's just not. It's not massive.
No, it's certainly not. Yeah,
that's the thing. If they were big old thick things, they wouldn't be able, you know, the female coyotes could only take so much.
That's what I imagine Tom Brady's looks like. Very, very thin.
Thin. You I've wish. Been thinking a lot about Tom Brady's wiener lately, and it's got to be small. It's got to be so small.
No, yeah. If there is a God, he has blessed Tom with the best of everything.
You can only have so much in one life, and he's got it.
No, I bet he's. There's nothing about Tom Brady that's
thin,
not perfect.
Thin.
Very thin.
Like thin.
Thin, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice. It's just very thin.
It's thin. Yeah.
That's what he's stooping to.
He wears
the greatest of all time.
He wears shorts in the shower.
Greatest of all. What?
Yeah. He wears short. He doesn't want like Cordero Patterson or, you know, some of the other guys, Edelman, Hogan. He doesn't want them to see, you know, what he's got.
Yep.
You think Edelman's like massive though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know that dude is massive, right? Because he's what, about 5'6"?
Look, I'm not answering. I'm just telling you, I think it's big.
I see it be,
I meant 5'6".
It's like a
Dan, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. I realized I left that up for interpretation.
Hey, guys. I got another off-the-wall story for you over here in Polk County.
All right. Third off-the-wall story of this segment, guys. Third, if you're keeping track. We got three off-the-wall stories.
Who's got faith?
Not me.
I don't have faith in anybody who calls.
My elderly neighbor has been feeding recruiters over here, and they're exploding. The population is just out of control.
He took our fun thing, and then he took all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
He defunded the fun thing that we had.
They stole Friday from us.
We're stealing it back, Seth, with this off-the-wall coyote story. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I don't know if anyone mentioned this. The more you kill coyotes, the more they breed, because when they do that howling, because they're related to the wolves, it's kind of like a roll call. So if one in the pack has been killed, it stimulates all the females to go into heat and to keep their numbers up. So it's kind of counterproductive to keep killing them because they just keep breeding just to maintain their numbers. But
I'm no math major, never having even gotten past college algebra, sir, but I'm pretty sure the more you kill, the fewer there will be, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not me. I just watched a whole podcast on a guy that specializes in the pack animals. And, you know, you kill one and they howl, and if they don't hear the exact howls back, they start overbreeding, so...
All right.
Yeah,
sounds like a lot of
Happy
Friday.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I don't. But I mean,
so if I see a coyote potentially in my front yard, you know, planning on eating my dogs, I let it live in case, you know.
Yeah.
There's another.
See, that's why we've got to do mass killings. Like, this isn't, you know, like just a killing here and there won't work. Like, we need everybody, the whole city, county, state on board.
Yeah, like we need to round up a kill.
Yeah.
And just eliminate them all. But I get the feeling it's going to be like the little old lady who swallowed a spider and then swallowed the spider to catch the fly.
They haven't been here for, like, we were doing great before they showed up.
They were here. They've been here.
Yeah, but like
not like
this.
There's too many
of
them now.
Not like this.
There are too many of them. You're right.
They're here to stay.
Hey, when he said roll call, that made me think of something that I've wanted to do for so long. What? What?
No, a roll call. I think I know what you're talking about.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Is it a radio thing?
Yeah, it
from,
is.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do this forever. I've wanted to get this off the ground, and we've never been able to do it. Do you know the roll call? Do you know what I'm talking about, Micah?
No.
Okay, history.
Nervous.
Little history of radio, and you know, a dude who works for this company, Steve Smith, went to work for Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, the Yo MTV Raps guys. They hosted the show. Okay, well, they did morning radio up in New York with Lisa G, right?
I believe so. Yeah, Hot 97.
Yeah, and they did a morning roll call, and I've always wanted to be able to do that in the afternoon. Like you involve the listener in it. And I think I found a clean internet version of it that we're able to play. Stand by and tell me if you think we could pull off something like this.
Can't miss.
Well, we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint.
Oh, baby. It's the roll call. It's the roll call. It's the roll call. It's the roll call. Come on, what's up, y'all? And what you got got a saying, who's on the phone with at least that drink?
Wake up in the morning with the morning show. You know they got the flow. I'm here to let you know.
And that sounds cool, and that may be, but where you calling from, Shonda, what city?
I'm calling out of Brownsville, and I'm here to shout it. It's Shonda on the phone, and you know I'm about it.
Brownsville's in the house.
It's pretty involved.
It's very involved. A lot of
it's difficult.
It's involved because those calls are recorded and edited and ready to go.
At the very least, on a very solid landline.
But I mean, if we could all coordinate those parts, I really feel like we could do it, right?
Yeah.
We can do anything we set our minds to. If we got Four Bar Friday, we can do the Bee Gees sing along. We can do roll call.
She's right. She just teased things coming up in the show. Very well done. Organically, too, until I pointed it out and destroyed it. But I really have confidence that we could all get on the same page and somebody would be like, Newport Richie, would be like, that's all right and that's okay.
Mm. I mean, Shadow Your Sexy's way, way more involved, way more complicated, and way more compelling than that old tired bit.
Go on.
Well, there's really not much more to say. You've showcased your rapping ability.
Yes.
We've incorporated listeners.
Yes. And fresh content every time.
Yeah, you're right. So you're saying that Shout Out Your Sexy on Drew Garabo Live is a superior thing than
the better version. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you want to do roll call, I got some things to work on in the office, so you guys have some fun.
Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Yeah, so my neighbor's cat was killed about 4 weeks ago.
Well, that's all right, and that's okay, because that cat did make it anyway. All right, cool.
So here's the thing, though. It was just the top half of the cat that was in the front yard. She called the police. They came out and looked at it. You know, we all just like, oh, it's probably just a coyote. Well, the police said the cat was cut cleanly in half, and there was no blood trail. There was no organs left.
Not really.
Well, so I'm not trying to change the subject. Gross. I mean, maybe I'm defending coyotes aren't the only things out there killing.
But that's all right, and that's okay. We don't care about your story anyway. It was real boring, and I started snoring. I've been up since 5 in the morning. Now I'm gonna take a call from a dude named Noah. Wise on the mic, so you could call me Yoda. When I'm in the bedroom, I'm an early exploder. So call me Challenger as I drink my soda. What?
What's up, Noah?
Hey.
Hi.
So I'm from Lake Wales.
So?
And so we run around town in the middle of the night with our spotlights and just shoot them. We didn't care if we were inside city limits or not.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a real coyote killer right there.
How many you get?
Best night, probably about 5 or 6.
Hell yeah.
Were they howling? Could you tell that they were looking to mate as soon as you killed them?
Every now and then you could call them in with coyote calls.
How do you do your coyote call?
Well, you have a diaphragm that you stick in your mouth in it. As you blow on it, it makes a sound that either attracts the coyote because it's like a rabbit.
He said diaphragm.
A diaphragm.
Do you mean diaphragm like the woman's intrauterine? Is it diaphragm?
Yeah, that's what a diaphragm
is. Is that an intrauterine device?
Yeah, I mean, you put it up in there and it like just stops anything from getting through. Yeah, I think, right? Yeah.
I don't know. An IUD, what's the difference between a diaphragm? I never knew the difference.
It's like a sponge.
Easy, pal.
It's a little thing that you stick in your mouth, and as you blow across it, it vibrates and makes a sound.
Like a kazoo. So,
oh, all right. Like a Jew harp.
Like a turkey kazoo. Call.
Sorry.
But it sounds like an injured rabbit, and the coyotes just go crazy for it.
Oh. Well, when you need an injured rabbit sound, you come to me. I know you may sound like an injured rabbit.
Get the guy's number. We need him for our team.
He's a real man. Lou, what's up, man?
If we build the wall, that'll keep the coyotes out.
I don't like coyote takes.
I like coyote calls, though.
Yeah, a coyote call is fine, but I don't want your political coyote. Why you have to politicize our coyote discussion?
That was the first off-the-wall call we've had today, though.
Ironically enough. Earl, hello.
Just so John knows, Morris got it from a blood transfusion.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. That was money. That guy just said that. That was definitely money. I hope that at once every 10 days we get a call back to your horribly insensitive question about my dead cat, my grandma's dead cat.
Gay cat.
21 years old. We don't know that, Seth.
Well, John does.
So they have the... John's the only one who cares about it.
The gay cat detective, John Boy Senning. Now we know why he rescued. What was that last cat you rescued?
Dude, that cat, man, I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to leave my house. And that cat, like, knows it. It's a very sad thing I'm dealing with.
So she's still around
she's
the house.
And she's there more than ever now.
She's still getting raped?
The raping hasn't happened this... We're out of that season now. But, I mean, it's like she knows we're leaving. Like, I came out this morning, she was cuddled up on the, like, right out my front door.
You gotta take her.
I can't take her to our new place. I mean, damn, she can't come inside.
Dude, take her, don't wake her.
Sleep assault that.
It's like a complex.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be an indoor cat, so I can't take her to a complex in the city.
I mean, you can and will. You know, you just take her for a little ride. She'll find you. It's going to be like one of those stories where there's no reason she should find you, and she just shows up on your door like, hey,
I don't know, man. I'm really worried about this move because of this whole cat thing. I'm going to have to go back to the neighborhood every couple weeks and feed her. And
John, take her. Make that one last trip in the RAV4 before you drive it into the river.
And put her where?
Is she sweet?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, if she is and you go get her shots and everything, I'll take the cat.
Oh, dude, what a rousing conclusion that would be.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I don't believe that, but I'm going to
hang up.
No, we're not going to hang up on you, sir, unless you give us a reason to.
Oh. I just heard that coyotes aren't native here, that they were brought here something back in the 50s to eradicate.
Oh, yeah, their own people sold them into slavery. Right, yeah, I got your argument.
No, kill all armadillos.
It's not my first day on the radio.
I just want to know if that was true.
What, to kill the armadillos?
Yeah, the coyotes were brought here to kill armadillos. That's what I've heard.
It's pronounced armadillos. Hello, I'm a zoologist. I had never heard that before, but I don't see how a coyote could do that because they got those shells that's going to prevent you from getting that done.
That's what they hunt out west, you know. They're not native to Florida. That's what I heard.
Okay, well, I'm not arguing you on that part, but I don't know that they were brought here to kill armadillos. You know the danger of handling armadillos, don't you?
I don't even want to know if I want to know.
It's not a joke. I know I joke about a lot on the show, but I don't joke about leprosy. They are the number one carrier of leprosy. So don't go, if you see a dead armadillo, don't go near it. Don't think you can pick it up and play with it. You might get leprosy. And that's the first part of the lesson I'm going to teach you today. The second part is unfortunate because this song's going to be in your head the rest of the day. We no longer call leprosy leprosy. Do you know what we call leprosy?
No.
For you and every other American that I, Drew Garabo, on In Your Face with Drew Garabo about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, started telling people that what we used to call leprosy is now Hansen's disease. It used to be leprosy, but now it's called Hansen's disease. And I'm playing you the instrumental because I really don't want you to have Hansen stuck in your head the rest of the day because you deserve better than that.
It's already there.
No, it shouldn't be, because you can't hear those girls' words. The chicks aren't singing. We used to call it leprosy, but now it's called Hansen's disease. What we call Hansen's disease, that used to be leprosy. Yeah, that's right, leprosy. Well, that's now Hansen's disease. What we call Hansen's disease, it was leprosy. So don't handle that armadillo when you're sleeping at night on your pillow. When you're looking for a house on Zillow, when you're listening to Michael Jackson's Thrillo, don't touch an armadillo. You could lose your arm or your toe. You could do it from leprosy. Oops, I mean that's Hansen's disease. You're welcome. So don't go near those. You'll find vultures will pick them apart sometimes. So I assume then that the vultures probably have leprosy also. So I try to steer clear from most buzzards, if not all. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks, Joe.
So I wanted to give you guys the real story on coyotes in Florida.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, actually. You know, we used to have red wolves in Florida.
Oh yeah, we found this out. We found this out. I think yesterday, last week or so, that they mixed them with dire wolves from Game of Thrones, and they became this weird hybrid where they pair up with you if you're in the Stark family, and then they can get the White Walkers.
Yeah, Tony Stark did mate with a dire wolf, and that gave him extra powers. But
you know, Tony Stark is, don't you, Seth?
Iron Man.
Yeah, look at you, comic nerd.
I'm a total nerd too. But here's the real story. So without red wolves, there's a vacant niche what they do, what they eat, where they live, and coyotes have therefore expanded their range to use that vacant niche, and that's why there are more now in Florida than there used to be.
Should we kill them? You sound like a guy who knows what you're talking about.
No, because it doesn't help. And it's kind of cruel. It's just not right. I mean, they're a living animal just trying to get by like any other.
I guess. They look mangy.
And they do a job.
I know, but they're mangy.
But
look like snarling.
I understand. Oh, now, here's the thing about the armadillo, too. I wanted to tell you this. This is actually kind of neat. Okay. There was only one reported, documented incident of, what's it called?
Hansen's disease, yes.
Yeah, anyway.
Used to be leprosy.
And that was in Louisiana, and it was only two armadillos. And it was under laboratory conditions.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. Two cases of leprosy is too many as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to keep up my crusade. Haters be damned. But thank you. I appreciate the wealth of information that you dropped on us and your support of our radio program. Didn't get to the NFL player who brutally attacked a civilian and didn't even go to jail for it. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't even apologize. He was very unapologetic about the fact that he sent somebody to the hospital.
I thought they set this up ahead of time.
They did not. And this is an assault. This is an assault and battery. This is not as bad as the Ray Rice video because there wasn't a woman. Or was there a woman involved?
Was it a woman?
Oh.
Exactly.
That's the thing. We would know that information, right?
Would we? Out with the old and in with the new. Incredible New Year's savings await you now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. Like up to 30% off select models, 0% APR for 72 months, and up to $15,000 off select Chevys. The 2019 Trax LS, just $99 a month. 2019 Equinox LS, only $139 a month, and they have an astounding array of Silverados in all kinds of colors and flavors and shapes and sizes and powers, so go test drive them, and I think you'll enjoy. Don't drive into the new year in an old clunker. Drive a brand new, beautiful Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval. 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.